Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
With the first pick, the Tennessee Titans select.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We knew that they were going to take Cam Ward if they were at number one. To me, that signaled when they respectfully canceled the private workout with Shador that we're not even open for business with the number one pick to trade out of.
Earlier on the show, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock. Coming up, Michigan running back Donovan Edwards. Actor Titus Welliver. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Donovan Edwards of the University of Michigan will be joining us in advance of the draft 9 days from now. He's joining us in 20 minutes' time. Can't wait to ask Donovan if the trophy from the national championship of Team 144 ever broke into two pieces. This is just so much fun. That's coming up later. All right, I know you're sitting there thinking I'm having too much fun with this. I'm ignoring all the other 144 team 144 background stuff. You know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Connor Stallions talk. People with on commenting on those videos. I just repudiate everything Connor Stallions ever stood for or whatever he was doing. I fully repudiate it. I want to have nothing to do with him. And I wish we could, break that into.
You can go home now.
You know?
Well, that's not happening.
I know that.
So
I would love that. I would love that.
I'd love I think to you're use. Having the appropriate amount of
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. Okay. Should have fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Titus Welliver in studio hour number three. Bosch Legacy is... His run as Bosch is coming to a close. So
good.
There's all of that. 844-204-RICH, number two. Sort of a whole conversation today about how Shador Sanders and the Giants are going to have one last private little look-see. And apparently the Giants are doing the same with Jalen Milroe, too.
Oh. Tricking
Tyler Shuck, they're kicking the tires on him one last time. So they're doing all their due diligence right now.
Getting it all in.
Third overall.
They should take all three of those guys.
Can I give you a crazy-ass draft idea now that Mike Mayock just told us it would cost a third-round selection and a swap pick of fifth and sixth-round picks in order for a team like the Giants to move up from 34 to 20?
Mike Vrabel speaking, so hurry up, Rich. Okay.
What do you think he's going to tell you?
Probably everything I want to know and more. How to live my life properly.
Maybe he's the one who had the glue for the trophy. He was long. He was too far away from D.C. to put it back together.
Maybe.
Those Buckeyes. So how about this one? How about the Cleveland Browns taking Travis Hunter too and then flipping up from 33 to, say, 20? Because, again, if it's a third-round selection and a fifth- and sixth-round swap, and Denver would be willing to go from 20 down to 33 to just pop out of the first round
Maybe you get Cleveland to sweeten that a little bit more. Okay. What if Cleveland went ahead? Because, again, if I'm already going scenarios with I think the Cowboys should move up from 12 to 2 to take Travis
Keep him
Hunter.
Going, Rich. Yeah. Keep him going.
What if the Browns, if Shador's dropping, trade into the first round again and get both Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders and basically become the Colorado Browns or the Cleveland Buffaloes on the first night of the NFL draft? What if they do that? What would Browns fans think of that?
Didn't they trade back in to take Johnny Manziel?
Well, you have something called the internet right there.
I get it. I don't know
if they did. But I'm just saying, forget if there's precedence or not.
They did. They moved up to 22.
How about they keep Myles Garrett? They get two veterans and they get Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter. How would you like that, Cleveland Brown fans? And all it would cost you would be whatever it costs to go from two, the top of the second round, 33rd overall pick to 20.
So in 2014.
Would that be the win?
Cleveland was at 26, and they swapped that along with a third round pick number 83 to move up to 22, which was Philadelphia to take Manziel.
Well, and let's just assume Shador could still be there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike just gave you the scenario here.
I know, but.
You know, he just gave you the scenario.
There's a chance.
You say that like it's a bad thing, but you remember, you're a fan, so you want him to go into the right spot. Just,
I know.
It would be great if he's third, but if it's not a place where he can thrive, I'd rather him go later to a little bit better of a team as a fan.
Travis and him go together.
Here's who doesn't want that, and I think we need to start talking about this.
Okay.
Kevin Stefanski does not want that.
Why?
Because if the Browns start off slowly, all you're going to hear is, well, Deion should coach this team. And so now he gets immediately put on the hot seat.
I think anybody who drafts Shador.
Well, if they got both of them, then it's going to be even louder.
But the whole point of Stefanski's a 2-time coach of the year. I know that means nothing, but
it's got to mean something.
I don't know. Why would they start slow? And I know you're saying it's the Cleveland Browns, but.
Well, you're. Shador's week one starter?
No, I don't think he would be.
Great. Pickett starts out slow. They're 2-4. Here it comes.
Then throw Flacco in there.
Oh, gosh.
Why? Oh, gosh.
You saw how that went.
Last year's a different story. Flacco won the comeback player of the year with less of a roster.
He had four good games.
He won comeback player of the year.
From the couch.
In a month and a half.
I get it. And then got absolutely smoked in a playoff game.
I don't know why Stefanski would be the one probably pounding the table for something like this.
You're immediately on the hot seat, and it's already on Deion watch.
Then if that happens, I think Stefanski would find a gig somewhere else pretty damn fast.
Okay, I'm just saying the reality.
I don't think that's why you don't do something. You do something or you don't do something. I'm just throwing that out there for Browns fans. Why wouldn't they come back in and make a splash for Shador? And take Travis Hunter to start it. And you keep Myles Garrett. And you get two veterans in your quarterback room. And now you got Jerry Jeudy and you got options, man.
Is Nick Chubb back?
He's not, though. He's a free agent, right?
I don't know. It just seemed to me at times that they ran the football effectively without him. But it would be a third. They would not pick again if they did something like that. They would not, let me see here, they would not pick again until 94th overall. If they had to cough up their third round pick.
Those are your picks. Like, yeah. That's fine. Yeah. You still have your second.
You don't have your second. You give up your second to go do that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then you give up your third to go do that.
Mm.
But yeah,
and then you don't choose again to your 94th overall. I believe I have this correct here. Food for thought, Browns fans. Oof. Here on tax day.
I'm going to put that out.
Worst day of the year.
April 15th. It's tax day, everybody. Which means it's is that why you're planning on bolting to Mexico after today's show, Mike?
Yes.
Whoa. Is that what you're talking about?
By the way, I've been audited. It's not fun.
Have you been?
Twice.
Oh.
Not fun. Not fun.
So you can confirm.
I can confirm that,
if
yes.
It's, if the if choices it's
third,
are fun
third,
or not fun.
The boat is fueled. I'm going south.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm out.
Whoa. It's third time. So if Felly's sitting there tomorrow.
He's here forever. I'm gone. Okay. No more Fox. I'm gone.
No more Fox.
Yeah, that's third time's not charm. Oh, I mean, it's going to be not.
You really
gone.
Wouldn't want to pay
third
your taxes.
It's going to be gone.
Okay. So we've come up with a segment idea and a call to action for people to join us at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. What taxes you the most in the sports world right now?
Oh, my goodness. Oof.
As of right now, on tax day 2025, Chris Brockman, what taxes you the most right now?
I watched yesterday a little bit of this team play baseball, and they're taxing me right now because the offense stinks. They're terrible. The Red Sox offense is taxing me the most right now. They've scored a whopping 5 runs in the last 4 games, including a 16-1 drubbing. I don't even know. Where's Tampa playing?
Steinbrenner Field, even better.
Some minor league.
The Red
BS
Sox
stadium.
Lost 16-1 on the Yankees minor league field named after George M. Steinbrenner III. That's what we call delicious. I might have high-fived Coop last night when he told me this news.
Last Friday, 11-1 to the White Sox, which have been arguably the worst team in a decade. They're awful. We stink.
Where's Breggy?
We can't do anything.
Where's Breggy? Where's your boy Breggy?
He's getting hits.
Okay.
Just not over the fence. Everyone stinks. Everyone's terrible. It's not going great. We're 8-10. It's not great. I'm not happy.
Yeah, because I'm looking up. But I'm supposed you're not I'm supposed to see Boston.
You're not exactly lighting it up either, pal. You got one more win than us.
Above 500. Return of the Met fan in his Soto hoodie season. Because for all his money, Juan hit his second home run of
first of April.
What do you think he's gonna have, like 15 by now or something? No, what are you talking
saying,
about?
When you have 15 days in a month, like today's the midway point of April, right?
Yep.
He's only one home run in the first half of the month.
That's
right.
A 2 home run month is not good. That's a 12 home run season pace.
By the way, guys, the leading home run person in the league has 6. He's got 2. What
Guess
are we
what?
Talking about?
Guess what? Guess
he
what?
Should have 4.
You know what?
What are we talking about?
He should have 4.
Yeah.
He should have 6. Yep.
He should have 6.
Excuse me. For that
7.
Amount of money, he should have 7.
Yeah.
At least 8.
Why are you worried about my man's
Maybe
paycheck?
10 already. He's
in and by the way, you know what from now on we can't have around here while we're in the middle of it? Because this taxes me enough that I'm going to interrupt this what taxes you in the sports world the most segment. So what I'm going to have next is a bonus one.
Bonus.
Or this is a bonus one. Whatever. Who cares?
A refund, Rich. It's giving you a refund.
We're not allowed any more here on this program.
What's that?
To counter a baseball troll with it's a long season.
Why not? It's true.
It is a long season.
It is a long season.
No.
Why am I caring about what goes on in April?
It's a long season. Dodger fans know.
What are we doing?
No. It's more fun if we treat it like it's the NFL.
Like the NFL, yeah.
Well, then you're in for a long time doing this bit.
I mean, it's a long season anyway.
It's too long as it is.
It's a great bit. I love the bit.
You're not going to love it when your team's under 500, though.
Oh, then it's a long season.
That's true.
Okay. I thought I knew what was taxing me, but what's taxing me are disgruntled, angry, just PO'd Yankee fans because you got
dissed. That's not your taxing. That's not it.
Okay,
what is your tax season? What is it? What's your real one?
You tax me a little bit. But I would tell you what taxes me. Well, first of all, can I file for an extension?
No.
On this segment?
I would say, look, what do you think is taxing me, man? The thing I got to hear about every day of my life, especially when I don't want to hear about it, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. And what in particular about the Cowboys, when you speak about taxes, you think about money. When you think about money, you think about why Jerry don't just pay these guys early and get it over with. I'm sick and tired of playing this game each and every year, like Jerry waiting to pay players. This ain't my money. I got to preface this. But the longer you wait, the more you got to pay. You know the saying, yesterday's price ain't today's price. I think Uncle Jerry needs to know and understand this.
Right.
He's just burning money right now.
Is that AI?
But it's affecting my team, and it's affecting me and Monaco, because now I got to hear Rich every single day talk about the Cowboys when I don't want to. So this is taxing the heck out of me.
I think
go Mets. Soto hoodie season is in effect.
There is less power.
If I may, I think the better, first of all, here's your, there you go. There's the,
I'm going to set fire.
There you go. That's their release of fandom. It's still unsigned. I think the better AI meme would be not Jerry shoveling money into a burning flame. Because I think he spends on the right players.
Yeah, he's getting a return.
I think it's Jerry sitting on a pile
sitting
of money.
On a pile of money. Waiting.
Like, you know,
waiting.
Looking at his watch.
Scrooge McDuck. Isn't he the rich one? Like a rich one, Scrooge McDuck?
With a plate of squirrel. You know what I mean? Like that. Can we order that one up?
It's Jerry. One of my favorites, the squirrel.
Yeah.
Delicious. Seriously.
So
that's what that's what's taxing me, fellas.
Okay. Well, here's what taxes me.
Juan Soto leaving?
I could go with you know, guys who just arrive in the New York sports scene. Becomes the worst mercenary in the history of the sport.
Mercenary. Listen, he didn't ask
to claim that he goes to the spot with the most money because it's that team's quote-unquote town. Okay,
that's right. You got to win over the fan base.
That does
Rich.
Tax me. You know what taxes me. You all know what taxes me in that regard. But I'll just go in this way because, you know, it's low-hanging fruit. 9 days from now, it is the most taxing six words of any fan of this team.
Can I guess before you say it?
And it's the Jets are on the clock.
I knew it.
The Jets are on the clock.
Boo.
No, that won't happen.
But that's what stinks. That's about that not being happen. At Radio City.
No, yeah, that's going to be like that.
That'll happen three picks later when the Bears are on the clock, and it'll be a lusty booing
in
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay. But it really does just form a pit in the stomach of any Jet fan. It's the curse of Loggeman. It's the curse of Lamb Jones. It's the
Lamb Jones.
You know, those curses. These are 80s. That's how long. Yeah, Blair Thomas. That's mid 90s. Oh, just name any Penn Stater.
Hey,
you know,
on,
Kyle
bro.
Brady. You know what I mean?
Who was the edge rusher that was?
This is Jeff Loggeman.
No, more recently than that. Who am I thinking of?
Oh, is it Vernon Golston?
Yes. Vernon Golston.
Vernon Golston.
That was Ohio State guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Good one. That one broke in two, like the trophy.
I was just going to say.
Yeah. So it always just puts a pit in the stomach. And then they get, some right. There's some right. There's Breece Hall. There's Garrett Wilson. There's obviously Sauce. Quinnen Williams. They work out. Some of them work out. But it's just, again, the longstanding scars that occur, you know, deep down. That just gets a Jet fan when the words from the commissioner after announcing the Las Vegas Raiders pick, the Jets are on the clock. It just sends a shiver down one spine. And it taxes you. It taxes you.
Look, Rich, you could have a replay of 07 and you hear the words Darrell Revis and then all would be right.
Could be.
I doubt that's going to happen for you, but I'm just saying
Super Bowl champion Darrell Revis?
Patriots Super Bowl champion Darrell Revis. Yes, there's that.
What? What you mean?
Yes. And
he went into the Hall of Fame as a Patriot, right?
But your team, you will hear your team being on the clock, you know, before the Jets this year, but about 45 minutes later than you wanted to hear those words.
Right.
And for that, we thank Joe Milton, Dallas Cowboy backup quarterback, everybody.
I need one of those signs that say, like, days without a Joe Milton reference.
And well,
like,
once the season starts, there'll be zero.
All right. Good segment. And everybody call up and say, what taxes you?
Yeah, what taxes you?
What taxes you? It can be anything in the sports world. It can be anything that we just heard, if you want to repeat it. Or it could be, say, be the second most powerful man in the country grabbing the trophy of his alma mater and breaking it in two. I could tax you. What a segue. Because a man, who I assume, in holding the national championship trophy of his, never broke it in two, is about to join us. His name's Donovan Edwards from the University of Michigan. Number 7-year program, number 1 in your heart. From Ann Arbor, Michigan, in Team 144, soon to be named in the NFL Draft. Joining us next.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
John always listens to his truck. So when his brakes start talking, he goes to AutoZone, where a helpful AutoZoner gets him the right parts. If John has time to put them in, he borrows a kit with Lonatool. And if he doesn't, he gets a free shop referral. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Deposit required for loan a tool. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, radio audience will rejoin in about 2 minutes' time. That's when we'll bring in Donovan Edwards. I'm reading quotes from Mike Vrabel's pre-draft press conference, Chris. If this is any indication of how it went.
Let's go.
I don't know if he was asked this direct question or this was kind of his usual tongue firmly planted and sarcastic cheek comment.
Okay.
But Siciliano, our friend who sat in this chair recently, any ideas which players are going ahead of the Patriots? Mike Vrabel, quote, Tennessee's not calling and Cleveland's not calling, even though I was a consultant there last year. If any of that information is available, we'd love to have it. There's your pre-draft information.
Okay, great.
From Mike Vrabel.
Love it.
Yeah. What else do we got here?
Oh, here we go. On how many players they're considering at number 4.
Yeah.
When we're drafting, there's a handful of guys. It's about the player. It's about the person, for me, about the vision they're going to have in the locker room and in the community.
Yeah. Vrabel was asked about if the Patriots have any sense of what will happen at the top of the draft. That was the answer to that question.
Confirms that Abdul Carter was in for a visit. Quote, it was a fun tape to watch.
Yep.
All right.
That's a good
tape
thing.
Is dynamic, he said.
Yeah, dynamic tape.
All right. So, I mean, are you glad that you're getting these answers now?
Yep.
So
I would listen to Mike Vrabel read the phone book.
I bet you would.
After what you did. It's funny, Chris. Somebody put a tweet up the other day and it said, I'm so old that back in the day, people would just put everyone's addresses and numbers in a book and mail it to you.
I'm getting the sense.
Free. It was free. They literally dropped off phone books, like giant yes. thick books yes. of everyone's address and phone number.
It's yep. right there.
I don't think we're going to get a top 5 trade.
No? Ooh.
I think you're right about that.
I'm beginning to think we might not even get a top 10 trade.
It doesn't feel like it. Not right now. 9 days away. It doesn't feel like it.
I would concur on that front. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. In terms of breaking something Ohio State feels very sacred in two, some will break their championship trophy. Others will just break their defense, their will, and their hearts. And the latter, we bring in our next guest here on the Rich Eisen Show. One of my favorites, Donovan Edwards from the University of Michigan, getting set to join the National Football League. How about that from an introduction, Donovan? Yeah, how about
that's
that one?
Great. Appreciate it.
Yeah. How quiet did you make the horseshoe back in the day, Donovan?
Hey, I'm going to keep it real. It got very silent,
yeah.
And it was also great to see how the stands were starting to get clear out after those two touchdowns that I had. So,
yeah.
You know, ultimately, too, it was a team game, and we all contributed well. So
correct.
It was a great feeling.
Yeah. You know, I spent a lot of time in the library at Michigan. It sounded like that. You know what I mean? It sounded
no,
like
no.
sounded like that. And then, you know, this year in particular, though, we'll get to the draft in a second. But this year in particular, this was the one that nobody saw coming. And I'm just wondering what it was like leading up to that game and for you, Donovan, to wrap up your Michigan career regular season in such a manner?
No doubt. My big goal always was three things. Beat Ohio State, win a Big Ten championship, and national championship. And I never wanted to lose to Ohio State. So especially being able to beat Ohio State this last season, and especially in the matter that we did, it was definitely a great feeling.
Yeah, I'm right there, you know, and then the special teams guys with the OHIO in the middle of all.
Gotta love it.
What happened in the middle of the field after that game, Donald?
You know what, man? I can't really tell you. Clearly there was a brawl, but you know, me, Travion Henderson, G Scott, and a bunch of other Ohio State guys, we were praying after the game, and that was something I was playing from G and Trey that they wanted to do that, you know, just to show our us being united, especially as brothers, you know, we knew that this our brotherhood for one another is bigger than the game of football, you know, and also also Michigan versus Ohio State is a respected rivalry, you know, everybody could talk trash and talk junk, but at the end of the day, we all respect each other at the end of the day. So, you know, clearly the brawl was a big thing, but honestly, for me, the highlight for me after that game was being able to play with those guys on the field after the game.
And did you guys talk about that before the game? This is what we're going to do afterwards? Or that was just...
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did.
Huh. Well, I mean, God, not everybody got that memo, Donovan.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Not everyone got that.
My bad to interrupt you, but I think that please. Just speaks character to G and Trey. You know, we were back and forth communicating throughout the whole entire preseason, you know, just checking on each other's mentals and wishing and praying for each other's success and each other's best. But just for that, especially even after a loss from Ohio State, just the personality that those guys have, I just think that it speaks true to them and their program as well. They have fine young men at Ohio State.
So do you still, obviously you must still be in touch with these guys now that you're and me in the same draft class in the NFL now. So
no doubt.
So where are you right now? Not mentally, expectation wise, 9 days before the NFL draft.
Donald? Yeah, I'm in my best spot mentally that I have been in a couple of years. Honestly, I have no worries. I'm honestly taking this as another form of being recruited to get out of high school, wanting those offers and being hungry and wanting to talk to coaches and going out there, you know, during camp and giving it your all and proving that you deserve to be there. So I have a reset mentality right now. And, you know, I'm grateful for my career at Michigan. I thought I had a really great career there. But, you know, it's time for the next step and just keep on moving forward.
So what are your expectations in terms of where you're going to get drafted and when?
I have no expectations. I'm not worried about anything like that. For me, it's fit over pick. I want to go, hopefully I go to a team that best fits me, you know, my personality and my style of play and the locker room as well. You know, I'm not worried about what round I'm going, what pick I'm going. I'm just taking a day in and day out time for myself, being able to process this whole thing. So, like I said earlier, I'm in a really great spot mentally.
Have you talked to Harbaugh at all, Donovan?
I talked to him at the combine. He gave me a call, you know, during those long MRI sessions. He had called me. We had chopped it up for a little bit, but you know, that's my guy. So we're always going to stay connected.
Well, I mean, it's entirely possible you stay connected by him drafting you too, right, Donovan?
No doubt.
Do you think that's, you think that's possible?
If that I feel like that's a Chargers decision to make. You know, Coach Harbaugh and I obviously have a great special relationship. I feel like you can ask him and he will smile and tell you how our relationship is with one another. But ultimately, that's the Chargers' decision. And, you know, with any team that drafts me or hopefully I get drafted, I'm going to take it. I'm going to run with it and give it my all.
Before we go to the other teams potentially, I mean, what's your – give me your favorite Harbaugh story, Donovan. Give me your favorite Jim story.
Hey, you know what, Rich? I don't think this is a public manner. So we may have to just talk about that one on one, maybe one day.
Really? Is that right?
Hey, he's one of a kind, man. What you see is what you get out of him, man. He is one of a kind.
So then what is his secret sauce then?
It is no secret. You know, a lot of people try to fake it, and you know, try to be someone that they're not, but. Honestly, I think that the people that are truly themselves at the core is either you like them or you don't like them. And obviously, Coach Harbaugh is who he is, and everybody loves him, and people play for him. So just speaking that, and him being himself, that's why people gravitate, and that's why people love him.
What about Coach Moore? What about him?
I feel like that's the exact same thing with him. I feel like this year does not – Honestly, it was a really good year. Obviously, it wasn't what we wanted to be, but, you know, being Ohio State, beating Michigan State, I just feel like on the trajectory that he is on, he's going to go down as a very great coach at the University of Michigan.
Yeah, and let's not forget about beating Alabama on January 1st, 2024, and no December doubt. 31st, 2024.
And let's not forget that when he stepped in for those three games where Coach Harbaugh had to go out, and he stepped up in the biggest games that we needed, and we came out with the victory under his leadership.
And then I'd love to ask you this one, and then again we'll get back to the draft. What do you say to those who think that Team 144 has an asterisk next to it? Donovan.
One more time, I'm sorry.
What do you say to people who say Team 144, the national championship team of the University of Michigan football program, has an asterisk next to it? What do you say to those? I'm sure you hear that all the time.
You know what, boss? I feel like that was definitely one of the greatest teams that were ever assembled. I feel like we had the talent all across the board, regardless of everything that went off the field for us. We stuck through it. We faced adversity together, and we embraced it. And you know, it's about the story that we lived in. Just the fact that we bonded together and all the adversity that we had to face mentally and physically. I feel like that overcame everything that we had went through that year. So ultimately, too, going into the University of Michigan, coming off of a 2-4 season. And the 2020 season going into my freshman year, that's all we would ever talk about is win a national championship, win the Big Ten championship, being Ohio State. And it's because of the guys that Aiden Hutchinson, Josh Ross, David Ajabo, Brad Hawkins, Hassan Haskins, the reason why we were even able to get the blueprint is from those guys and the leadership that they instilled in us. And that's a testament also to the coaching staff, like Coach Harbaugh, Coach McDonald when he was there, Coach Minter, Coach Moore, Coach Hart, all those guys, all those coaches that we had there, it's a testament in the leadership that we had. So, honestly, you can't really say nothing to us about our championship.
Well, I know when I look at the photograph on the screen, I see a lot of guys in the NFL right now. Obviously, the guy holding the trophy.
He even got a first-round pick right there, KG, right there.
Yep, that's right. And he should be. And then, obviously, a guy on the left who you shared many times with him, Blake Corum, and a guy on the right who went to the NFC Championship game this year, and Mike Sanders still. And would you talk to those guys in preparing
Absolutely.
For what's coming up next for you, Donovan?
Absolutely. I've talked to Mikey quite a few times. He just continues to give me game and give me gems about what to expect, you know, like what the next process is like, and enjoying the time right now before it gets really, really hectic and having to hone into the playbook. So I would say Mikey for me right now has been a really good big bro for me. And he has always been who he is, and just in the terms of being charismatic and people gravitating towards him in the open personality that he is, because he doesn't owe anybody anything, but he gives his heart out to everybody. So I could appreciate Mikey for everything that, especially in this process right now, that he has given to me.
So what's the main question you've been asked by most of the teams that you've been interviewing with or been exposed to in the draft? What is it?
I mean, it's the good things and the bad things. I think I'm the hardest person on myself that I can ever be, than anybody can ever be on me. But also to give myself some grace. I had a couple fumbles this year, one behind the back and one against USC. where the guy just punched it out perfectly against Illinois. One was he had punched the ball from me from behind. So, you know, it's just those things like that that I have to clean up and that I talk to the coaches, you know, on different teams about. But, you know, moving forward, that's a part of the game, but ultimately can't let that happen.
What's the general number of teams that you met with? Have you met with all 32? Heard from all of them? What do you got?
I relatively met with all 32, especially during the Senior Bowl and the Combine, you know, and calls as well. So, you know, I'm happy with the how this process has been going for me. You know, it's a blessing to even be getting interested notifications from different teams. So, you know, it's been going really well.
Okay. So what do you tell people they're going to get if they draft Donovan Edwards?
Yeah, I just feel like if you just look at my resume, you know, I've always had to wait my turn. You know, I never complained. Also, too, I have extraordinary leadership capabilities. Like my leadership abilities, I'm a vocal leader, but I also want other people to be vocal leaders. Because think about it, Rich, like if you hear the same message from one person, like, bro, can you stop talking, bro? Like, please shut up. Because you know what I'm saying? But then like I like to gather other guys, you know, like the top dogs in each position group. We all spread the same message amongst our position groups into the team, into the office, into the deep, excuse me, to the defense, into the special teams. And then we all relay that message. So it's, you know, the guys that, you know, are on the 2 or 3 depth chart that they're looking at us like, these guys really want it. If I really want to be here, I have to step it up myself. You know, and even though things might not go right for me, I'm always going to cheer the other man's success. You know, I think I have really great capabilities and confidence in myself. So, you know, I think that, you know, through God's blessings, I'm going to do very well for myself.
Well, and then you take the high road, like you know, at the very beginning of our conversation, where you're talking about, you know, the classy people that are on Ohio State and how you know, you're praying with a couple of their players, including Travion Henderson. And that is a testament to you, Donovan. Or maybe it's a sign of a window into my soul that I go much lower when it comes to talking about Ohio State. And in that regards, if you don't mind me dragging you down to my level one last time,
that's probably why the Ohio State people don't like you, Rich.
You know what? Guilty is charged potentially, but guess what? I heard a lot from them before. You know, the last 4 years, it's been very silent. You know, the last 4 years,
it's been silent.
You know, a lot of chatter though before that. But so you mentioned Travion Henderson, how you're close with him.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to him since the White House ceremony? Because if I'm not mistaken, he was the one who flea flickered it to the vice president of the United States. Yeah, here we go.
I've never seen him.
Oh, check it out. Here it is. I believe that's Travion trying to pass it to him.
Oh.
Is one way to put it.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah. This is great. We're showing this footage to you for the first time. Hold on a minute. They're trying to put it back together like the last 4 Novembers, and it doesn't work like the last 4 Novembers.
And you know what? You know what? They deserve that championship, man. They had a very solid team, great team. Absolutely. So they deserve it, and I'm happy for their success, man.
See, you go on high road. I mean, I need an oxygen mask. You're going so high road right now on me. But so you haven't spoken to Travion since that moment.
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I talked to him. We just checked in on each other. We shot each other texts probably like 5 days ago or something. You know what I'm saying?
So not since this moment is what you're saying, you know?
What was that?
He was at the White House yesterday. They were being honored as all champions.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No.
I definitely got to text him about that and ask what happened. Man.
Yeah, tell him to work on his flea flicker a little bit better next time. You know what I mean?
No.
See, I'm going too low here. All right, Donovan, congrats on an amazing run at the University of Michigan. You made a lot of us so very happy so often. And I look forward to seeing where you wind up. And let's stay in touch.
Appreciate that, Rich. We love that, my friend.
And go blue.
Absolutely.
You bet. That's Donovan Edwards, fresh off of never losing to Ohio State, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, heading into the National.
I gotta be honest, these are my favorite part of this job.
Which is what?
When you get to like chop it up with your Michigan men.
No,
like
I sit back and find that's it. Nice of you to say that. It's when I go low and I talk with my chest and I get out of my, you know, brand a little bit.
That's,
you know, like you, that's what you like.
Well, yeah. You've branded yourself a little now, Rich.
Well, no, as I know that's that is part of the brand now.
Yeah. Right, Chris?
It's part of the brand, and I knew this became part of the brand when last year I was playing golf here locally, and I got randomly paired up with a couple of kids, and one of them had gone to Michigan. He had just graduated.
What do you mean kids? 22
years old.
Okay.
I mean, I say kid.
Understood.
I'm 20 years older. 22 years old.
That's a kid.
Oh, you went to Michigan? Oh, cool. You know, I work with Rich Eisen. Oh, Rich Eisen. He's been talking a lot of S.
Uh-huh.
That's the brand.
Even too much for the Wolverine you're talking
about? No, he was just like, you know, he kind of liked it, but he was like, he talks a lot of S. I'm like, yeah, I'm aware.
Did you at least inform said child?
Said child.
That I was on the receiving end of a lot of that. Long time.
He was aware of what the record was, you know, previously. But
He was in middle school,
14, I'm just saying, your reputation is out there now.
Ah, so it is on brand.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
do that,
you're on brand.
But by the way, he hadn't seen that video before.
By the way, on a side note, when Harbaugh is holding it, it's two pieces.
Now, let's just put it this way. See, here. Hold on a second.
Two pieces.
Let's be fair and balanced here.
Exactly.
In terms of unbalanced, the trophy presentation.
The holding of the yesterday. Trophy was very unbalanced.
But does it appear to be, because again, would you mind, Mike Hoskins, put that photograph up, please?
Yeah.
Here he is holding the trophy up. There's no base to it.
Yeah, he probably didn't realize.
Hold on a minute. So, and now let's show the video of yesterday, just because it's a gratuitous more airing of it.
Oh, we could watch it all the time. I mean,
honestly, on a loop, jiffing it. It'd be great.
It does
appear that maybe that trophy is in fact in two pieces.
Totally is.
And that
does it come out?
And that they grabbed it from the like that's where you rest it. You're not supposed to pick it up from there.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You can see it. There's no way it would have fallen apart. Right.
And of course, it's going to fall out of your hands if you're not expecting the trophy to be in it, connected.
Mike defending J.D. Vance.
No, I'm not defending the fact that the trophy's in two pieces.
I think
that's funny as hell.
There it is with only one piece.
I would have been mortified if I did that.
Picked there it up is. Like that.
They should have practiced that.
I think we should just now. Would you just blame the Vance advance team?
Yeah, you got to say pick this thing up, hold it. Exactly.
Clearly, somebody on the advance team didn't go to Michigan.
Oh, Rich. Because he would have been smart enough to know that.
Correct, Mike. That's the inference. I appreciate you.
Good job, Mike.
Stating the obvious. Thank you.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. So I've got three scenarios here.
Okay.
One for each version, if you don't mind.
Okay.
For you, Titus Welliver, to give me your young Pacino.
Okay.
Talking about your favorite New England delicacy. Okay. So you've grown up in the New England area. There's different types of...
Panacanita Park, yeah.
That's it, right there.
That was very early. I have to say, you know, Rich, the thing for me is there used to be a restaurant on Boylston Street, and I was doing theater in Boston. And I would go there, and they had the freshest cherry stone clams you ever had, and a clam chowder. The clam chowder would knock your teeth out.
Ladies and gentlemen, fantastic. Titus Welliver.
I bet you Al Pacino has never eaten clam chowder.
I don't eat that New England. I eat the Manhattan clam chowder.
All right, next up is the Serpico Godfather Dog Day Afternoon. I guess, is it, would you say that sort of era?
Yeah, yeah. That's the higher tones.
Okay. If you will, the longstanding argument for Patriots fans over the last 20 years is who's more responsible for the dynasty, Brady or Bill Belichick?
I got to tell you, Rich, you know, the thing for me, you know, here's the problem. You know, Tom Brady, he's a great ball player. He's a fantastic athlete, right? And you got to love him. And Bill Belichick, right? I mean, he's sort of like he's a sphinx, you know? He's got two expressions, right? That's silence and anger. And I admire that as an actor. But Tom Brady, I think, right, you know, he's the guy, he's out there, he's doing it. But he's also got a supermodel at home. I mean, who can't do well if you're married to Giselle, right? So I think it's sort of a, you know, it's a combination of the two. But, you know, I think if I could do an impression of Giselle, I would give her all the credit.
A very nuanced take by that version of Al Pacino. Very nuanced. Not one way or the other. Take it right down the middle. I appreciate that. Okay. And the last one for you, Titus Welliver, is the 90s era, I guess. Okay. Al Pacino, the Scent of a Woman Pacino, reacting to the news that Tom Brady has signed a $375 million contract to become a broadcaster.
I got to tell you, Rich. You know, talking about it, here's a guy, right, who has dedicated his life to playing football. Now he's going to go, he's going to sit in a chair and wear an ugly sport coat. I think, you know, I don't know, maybe he lost money at the market because maybe he needs the money. But for me, it's kind of preposterous, right? I mean, athletes, it's a natural trajectory. When you leave, you're going to do commentary, but... What's Tom Brady going to talk about? Mouthwash or cologne? But he's got that supermodel wife, right? So that's always sort of... The caveat of that is he's married to her. She keep him on a straight and narrow. Maybe she maxed out the plastic and he needs the money.
It's a pretty big contract, though, right? Scent of a Woman, Al? It's a pretty...
Yeah, ooh-ah, that's a big contract, baby. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of cologne, baby.
Titus Welliver. Well done.
That's great.
It's now impressive. That
give the monkey a banana.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. He's in our green room right now. We're going to have a great chat coming up.
Perfect.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting toward your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers available class-exclusive advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 130 IIHS top safety awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. IIHS top safety awards include top safety pick and top safety pick plus awards to Hyundai vehicles from 2006 to 2025. Everybody. Corey in Iowa wants to chime in here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Corey in Iowa? How you been?
Hey, Rich, how's it going today?
What's going on, sir?
I was working last weekend. I heard that you had a release of fandom on your desk that I need to sign.
Oh, you're going to sign it?
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to sign it. You send it to me, and I'll sign it and send it back to you.
Oh, Corey, really? Why do you want to finally leave the Dallas Cowboys, Corey?
Well, it's kind of like a bad marriage, you know. I've just kind of had it, and honestly, I've been a Vikings fan with my brother for so many years, and I think I'm, and you know, I'm a Cubs fan, so I've had heartbreak before, and I'm ready to be a Vikings fan now.
Well, listen, Corey, just to show you how solid my relationship with my wife is, and have my level of confidence. At the time, Susie, in her wedding party, was the lead divorce attorney of Los Angeles, California, who still is the lead divorce attorney of Los Angeles, California, the great Laura A. Wasser, who always counsels mediation first before jumping
That's
into
how I
this.
Did it.
Corey, we sure we can't mediate this for you before you divorce? Corey?
If you want to, I'm up for mediation. If we can salvage it, then I will give it my honest try.
Did you have a trophy thrown at you?
Well, they haven't had a trophy in 30 years, so I imagine hasn't been thrown at him.
There we go.
Corey, how about this? Let's see if the draft mediates this for you, okay? Let's see what the Cowboys do 9 nights from now. And then let's just say right now you're serving papers on the Cowboys. You need to see what they do in the draft. We mediate in the next 9 to 10 days. And then you call us the Monday after the draft and say if you really want these papers, and I'll give them to you. How does that sound?
That sounds good to me. I'm really hoping
off
for Travis Hunter, but I don't know. I'm a solid listener of your show, and
I
heard you talking about Travis Hunter.
That would be great.
Them trading up for that.
Right. Could you imagine if that happens and you've already signed these papers, Corey? Because there's no turning back. I mean, these are legally binding. We have
a notary. Jay Felly.
Jay Felly put a gold sticker on it and everything.
Yep. Uh-huh. This is like a referee with a whistle.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. So.
Well, I know the law firm of Eisen, Brockman, and Jefferson is solid and ironclad.
That's correct, sir. We have a track record.
And I wanted to tell you that something does tax me, and I wanted to tell you the Monty Python joke that I remember from my youth is, Michael Palin once said, if I could tax anything, I would tax Raquel Welch because I have a feeling she would tax me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corey and Isle, you're on tax day. Ladies and gentlemen, that's called a
You guys
a mic
give him
drop.
A cooling off. You wanted me to just leave the Yankees immediately with that
you,
jabroni
you did
thing.
Leave the Yankees.
Yeah. You said you were
I've
gone.
Not signed that, so I can, I'm a dual.
Gave,
I'm
a
dual.
A verbal
no, there's
agreement.
No dual citizenship.
It's Here's a verbal agreement.
O'Shea said you were here, TJ.
That is true. He did have his attorney.
He created this bandwagon. He created this bandwagon fan transfer, and we love the Paul Cicero at the bottom here. Now I got to turn my back on you. It's a great Goodfellas reference, and we appreciate seeing that. But this doesn't matter because I have excommunicated you anyway from on behalf of all Yankees.
So you are
you're out. You're
bishop
banned.
Or cardinal or whatever
dude,
of the Yankee
I'm
fans?
I'm in charge of the Yankee conclave.
Yeah.
The white smoke has been going for weeks. The minute you said you're a Dodger fan now, I have excommunicated you. You are gone.
Archbishop Don Rich.
As Michael K would say, see ya. As the ball leaves the yard. Get out. Seriously.
Get out.
And you're not even allowed to root for Team USA now because their team captain is Aaron Judge.
I'll be you're actually gone. Mixing that on Fox. So I will be cheering for USA.
Oh, I can't wait.
Cool.
Again, for the second
care.
Time.
The literally Captain
Jeff.
Captain America. Aaron Judge.
You don't have to.
Captain America. Did you hear apparently the story? Mark DeRosa reached out to Mike Trout and said, we're thinking of making Judge the captain. And he's
respects it. He deserves it.
He said he deserves
it.
Yeah. Said Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, great guy. Tied for the league in home runs.
Mike Trout? I can't root for
Wilmer Flores.
Can't root for him enough. Can't root for him enough.
Just saying.
Juan Soto's not.
I'd let what's his name? Corey.
Well, he doesn't. He's not.
I'd let him go.
What
the caller?
What is that thing that you have that keeps crinkling?
Oh, my bad. It's my kendo stick.
What?
Rich.
It's a tool from WWE that sometimes in a no holds barred match
the ring.
If you're gonna have it, can you unwrap it?
Yeah. I could.
Because it just keeps crinkling.
No one told me that. Now I know. I didn't know that before. You know, I bought two for O'Shea and I, so we, you know, as a tag team, we need these.
Why would you buy a thing for O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
Because we're a tag team, and we might get attacked by some of these other podcasts, so we got to have our steel chairs and our kendo sticks.
Why
don't
you let Den of Thieves 2 money pay for it?
Look, man, I can't be a mooch my whole life, Rich.
Great point, Rich Eisen.
You know?
It's not mooching.
There's going to be a third one. So
yeah. You know, no.
Just
and I mean, I don't think you should confuse O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s bank account with O'Shea Jackson.
I think there's enough for him to pay for the kendo stick.
I think Junior's doing all right.
You know.
He has a championship belt for every day of the week.
That is true. I got two of them back here.
So, how many different grills have we seen him with?
A lot of grills, a lot of big chains.
You know, but yeah, that's what this is, Rich. It's a kendo stick.
There was a clear choice for the captaincy of Team USA for the World Baseball Classic, and it's all rise. It's Aaron Judge. So it makes total sense there. And you, sir, cannot celebrate such a thing because you are a turncoat, pal. You're the Benedict Arnold of baseball. For you, after what the Dodgers, Benedict Del Tufo.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's you.
Judge hasn't homered since April 4th, just saying.
Yeah. But you know who has? Juan Soto.
Oh, God.
Shohei Ohtani has.
Cody Soto season. Let's go.
Dude, and honestly, you shouldn't even say a word.
No, we stink.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I thought this was your year, dog.
Oh, no, let's look up. Let's look up and see if the Red Sox are there. No,
hold on.
Still not yet.
It's April 15th.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
Long season.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens.
That taxes me.
Hey.
Titus Welliver coming out in studio, hour number three.
NBA veteran Jim Jackson takes you on the court.
You get a chance to dig into my 14-year career in the NBA, but also get the input from the people that will be joining, Charles Barkley.
I'm excited to be on your podcast, man. It's an honor.
Spike Lee, entrepreneur, filmmaker, Academy Award winner.
Knicks fans.
So, now, you see, I got you. But also how sports brings life, passion, music, all of this together.
The Jim Jackson Show, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.